That's Heterophobia, our guest this week on the Worst Little Podcast.
Who wants to be baby?
The biggest little city in the world, American cradle of liberty.
Look at you, you're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Fuck you, Nick.
Podcasting live from the recent past in the Dogwater Studios. High above UNR and the, biggest little music scene in the world. It's the Worst Little Podcast, and I'm your host, Nick Ramirez. Welcome back, Cadillac Kim.
Hello.
Chewbacca.
No.
We got Patrick Starfish in the back with Dogwater Dick, and we got one of our favorites, Heterophobia.
On the Worst Little Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Oh, it's good to see you guys.
Yeah.
Welcome, you guys.
It's been way too fucking long since we've actually had you here in the studio.
Absolutely.
So much has happened.
I know.
Welcome back.
Like a whole pandemic.
Thanks for having us.
6 years ago.
It was a whole different world last time you guys were here.
Really, it was.
Yeah, we lost a guitar player, got an old guitar player back, lost him, got another new guitar player. Lost him, got the old guy back again.
It's the circle
cranking
of life in Reno, really. You didn't lose your guitar player. You lost your turn.
Oof.
It's okay. I know, it's too but, real. Well, too
so
real.
This, but you haven't lost your new guitar or your current guitar, other guitar player.
No, right? He's just not feeling
they
well
They lost him at Walmart.
Oh, yeah.
Story. If you
the
find him,
yes.
Please
we lost
take
him,
him to
Walmart.
That's
a Grand
service.
Canyon.
He's
oh,
stuck
okay.
in a loop.
Yes.
Never see him again.
Take him to the visitor center. No,
he'll have
really.
Tags on him.
He'll have tags.
Listening to My Favorite Murder, they told a story of a woman who was a mom, and she told her kid, if you ever get lost, find a goth or a punk.
Oh.
Because they are safe to talk to, and they will always help you. And so then a girl wrote in a letter that said that she was a big like goth-looking chick, and she said that a little kid walked up to her in the store and said, excuse me, are you a goth? And the lady was like, well, yeah, I guess I am. And she's all, I can't find my mom, and started to cry. And she's all, well, let's get you taken care of. And she brought her over. And then when they got to the customer service center, when the mom came running up after they had the announcement, the mom said, I'm so proud of you. You remembered.
Oh, I thought that was
nice
going to be a bad story.
She told the goth lady, she's all,
I didn't know which way that was
going to
go.
I told her, if she's ever lost, find a goth or a punk, because you know they're safe.
Yeah. Well.
Too real.
Say 90%.
I would say pretty
I would say
much
99%.
Yeah.
Poor little manos.
Yeah, like I don't really want anything to do with your kid, but like if they're lost, like I will fucking help them. Like we're good people.
Yeah.
Punks.
It's the normal looking people you can't trust.
It's
okay?
True. Yeah. Like John
the,
Wayne Gacy.
The normaler. The
well,
worst,
no, he was
worst.
A clown.
Yeah, John Wayne Gacy didn't exactly look
Ted
normal.
Ted Bundy. Yeah,
just a
he
dumpy
was just
white
like your,
guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't go to a dumpy white guy.
Never.
Ever.
I was thinking about becoming a clown killer.
You mean
clown?
That you killed clowns
yes,
or that
yes,
you...
No,
oh,
not a killer
okay.
clown.
Just,
but a clown killer.
Just clown killer.
Killer.
You guys, that reminds me of something. I thought I was so original and I was telling my wife, I'm all, Mikey, check out this idea for a horror movie. It's about a pizza delivery guy, right? And there's either a string of pizza delivery guys that get murdered, or the pizza delivery guy is a murderer. I'm not quite sure yet.
Mm-hmm.
And check this out, Mikey. It's called Slice.
Is that a thing?
It's good.
I feel
it's
like that's
actually
already a thing.
It's like
a thing.
Every pizza delivery movie I see is just porn.
Yeah,
not,
that's true.
Not an original
idea. It'd be nice
idea.
To see something new like that.
It's actually called Slice.
Do pizza delivery guys get laid as much as it's
recent? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No,
I
don't
promise
think
you.
So.
No. Yeah, yeah. We got they two ex
so
delivery
much.
Guys.
Chewy?
Right?
No. Yeah, they
no,
do.
No. It's, we get way more weed than we do, than I ever did sex, at least.
Oh, yeah.
Which is zero for sex. So.
One time a frat Chewy. Boy invited me into his frat room to check out his iguana named Rocco because I gave him a ride.
Hell yeah.
And then he smoked weed with me.
You get a ton of weed.
Yeah, that's usually how it went. It's like some guy wants you to play a little bit of like FIFA with him or something, and you're like, no, I got to get back to work. And he's like, well, how about a bong rip? And you're like, well, all right, I got time for a bong rip.
When I was delivering pizzas, there was a house, even when I delivered at Fresco's, and then 6 years later at Pizza Baron, there was a house over by the VA where if you went to deliver, the dude would try to get you to bang his old lady.
Oh.
Whoa.
Weird. Wow. Yeah.
Did anybody take him up on that?
Maybe. Not me.
You know that on Friday night,
dude, I'm out.
Nobody would admit to it.
Dude, he looks at his wife and he's like,
"Pizza Baron guys would."
He's like, "Let's get pizza."
Yeah. Oh yeah. He'd just be so drunk he couldn't even see straight, and his wife would just be there rolling her eyes in the kitchen, like, "Oh fuck, here he goes."
Thank God.
Yeah. I don't really want to fuck you, sir.
My husband's just pizza delivery world. Anything can happen.
That's where I live. I wonder if they still live there.
I don't think so, because I lived on that same street years later and I never saw them.
You guys, they sound like fun people, I gotta say.
You know, everybody gets their kicks different.
Yeah. I feel like they streamlined it. It's just like, why bother with the swinging thing and the parties and the going out and meeting people? We could just get a boy delivered to our front door.
Quite frankly, it's just efficient. You know what I mean?
You know, you're already here because of the pizza.
Yeah.
And this pizza will reheat, so. I wonder if you took them up off it, they'd be like, okay, now let's eat the pizza first. And then, while it's fresh, you don't want it to get stale.
And then let's get to business on a full stomach. Yeah.
Or do they save it because they know that they're going to be hungry after?
Oh, yes. This is the weirdest conversation we've had on the podcast in a long time.
It's feels fitting. Reno history.
Yeah, and these people are providing a community service, I just want to say.
Who, the pizza deliveries?
No, the family.
Oh.
I use the term family loosely.
The weird alcoholic couple on Helvetia.
God. You know, if you can't go to the party, bring the party to you.
You know, like I said, it was efficient.
Don't dream it.
Yeah.
Be it.
Right.
Yeah, we've made this world way more complicated than it needs to be.
Now you need an app for that. It's just...
Yeah, it's a pain in the ass.
I feel like, can we order a pizza and ask him to come on the podcast?
Yes.
Be like, hey, dude. Like,
you want
to
be on
It's not
podcast?
The same as it used to be. Most pizza guys now don't seem like they got the same pizzazz, you know what I mean?
I would do that. Patrick, let's just do that randomly on a podcast one time.
Yeah. Just be like, hey, you want to come meet a room full of strangers? And
yeah.
Oh, let's do it on Thanksgiving podcast.
Okay.
That would be great. And it's like we're inviting somebody in to join us in the family
and we
meal.
All have pizza.
And, and we'll get pizza too. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. We'll see how that works out.
See if he wants to be on. Yeah, that'll be great.
Well, should we go around the room?
Yeah, what a good idea.
Everybody who doesn't know your voices.
Who you are? What do you
who
play?
You are, what do you play?
What's your favorite movie?
My favorite movie?
Yeah. But first, who you are and what you play.
Oh, my name is Jace. I play guitar.
Jace!
I sing sometimes, most of the time. Dude, I don't know how to, like, whenever I get asked what's my favorite movie, I don't have an auto, like, an immediate answer.
I freeze.
Yeah, me I'm too. Like, that's too much, like, there's too many things.
What's
I love Risk Cutters, A Love Story.
Risk Cutters is great.
That's a good one. Just go with your first
one.
Yeah.
Say that. I don't know. That's kind of one of the maybe first ones that percolated up, but that's.
And what about like? Well, what we should be asking is, what is a movie that could possibly be one of your favorite movie?
Yeah,
there you go.
No, that's definitely up there.
Okay,
it's a good one.
I'm Brett. I play bass guitar, or I guess you could call it playing bass guitar. And my favorite movie is Basketball.
That's fucking good. Yeah. God, it
didn't age well. I watched it recently. It didn't age well, but you know what? It's classic.
It's funny.
Yeah.
It's funny.
Orgasmo. I got that one too.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah.
I am Cactus Head, and I play the drums. And my favorite movie is probably Lord of the Rings, The Two Towers. Extended edition, of course.
I'm so glad you picked one and didn't do like the cop out where it's actually three movies.
Yeah. No, I mean, that. I knew I was going to get called out on it if I did that. So it's, you know.
You Smart. Picked the correct one. Too,
it's right? really Thanks. Close Thank between you. Fellowship and Two Towers for me. The third one is borderline unwatchable.
What?
Whoa!
The Academy Award
I mean, that's a little strong, I think. But
no, the Academy Award winner was like that was very clearly like you. This is an achievement. The whole trilogy. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's what I felt like, too.
You
like,
don't swell with emotion when Theoden's getting the Rohirrim all riled up, ready to
just
ride
actually,
in.
No, that's a good point.
Come on.
That's a great point. That's a great point.
Meanwhile, Kim's eyes have completely glazed over.
Same.
Do you this are a music podcast, you guys.
This is a different podcast.
Besides rock and roll, like, what fandom do you have, Kim?
What do I have as a fandom?
Yeah, like something you're just like, oh, I've watched every episode of that.
Yeah.
Well, it's not necessarily like...
Or read a book. Or
I guess... So, lighthouses? It's not like a thing you watch, but like
that's my weird, nerdy old lady hobby.
Yep. I travel around and I see lighthouses. It's my favorite thing.
That's awesome. There's so many great lighthouses.
Did you like the movie Lighthouse?
I did not like the movie Lighthouse. I watched like the first 20 minutes. I was like, no, this is unwatchable. I just need to turn this the fuck off.
Fair enough.
I did enjoy the Rick and Morty episode, however. That was about the lighthouse keeper. The Purge episode. You guys remember that one?
Vaguely.
No? Oh, my God. Okay, I like that one. It was kind of like making fun of the lighthouse movie.
What's your favorite lighthouse?
The Umpqua River Lighthouse in... Oh, yes.
Did you see the ghost of Umpqua Joe?
I have family that lives right near there. I go there every year.
Where's that at?
Check that out.
Really? So is that in Coos Bay?
It's in the...
Yeah, near, kind of. It's on the Columbia River near Coos Bay. Mm-hmm.
Like on the southwestern corner of Oregon. Yeah.
Yeah. Gotcha. Again, that's my weird random hobby. But I would say, like, if it was a fandom, like, media, it would be South Park.
Oh, nice.
I'm, like, a big South Park nerd. Yeah, There's probably not a single
always hits
situation in my life where I could not pull up a South Park reference.
You can relate anything in life to something that happened on South Park?
There's a lot of material. There's, like, almost 3 years of material.
So
like, I've been watching it since I was, like, fucking 13. I don't know. Yeah.
I think I was.
I probably eight shouldn't have been.
I was eight when I first saw that episode in like season two or three, where they were already doing the flashback episode on the bus.
Yeah.
And the amount of times I actually say, "Now that's what I call a sticky situation," just in a day to day life, and no one ever gets it.
I would get it, Brett. I would get it.
Thanks, Kim.
Yeah.
Well, right, hon. You guys want to do another song? Just make this packed with music.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've been on so much. We know so much about them. We don't need to do a quiz or anything. We just hear about them to talk about the music and what's coming up.
Which song should we do?
Jace is doing Sassy Shoulders.
I think we're going to play one off of an album that we actually recorded in this very house.
Oh!
Are we
going
to do that? Yeah.
Is that the one?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Man, great song.
Nice.
That's awesome. Make me want to take acid. Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree with me.
Let's do it. Let's do it right now. No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
No, if that was, you should have done it a half hour ago. For
I know, right?
Yeah.
For real, that would have been the best.
Do it now, it'd be stupid.
The best.
Yeah, you get home and it starts to hit you and you're like,
I got
to
work tomorrow. Fuck.
Damn it.
So, like, not to incriminate anybody, but, like, has anybody ever been high on acid on the podcast?
Not that we know.
No, I mean, like, you guys, no.
I haven't been acid in 21 years.
Oh, so no.
25 years.
Everybody
I was
really
accidentally on shrooms at a show we played once.
Oh,
nice.
Because
how'd you accidentally take shrooms? Well,
I timed it, I thought, to where they would kick in when we were done, but for some reason they started around the second song.
Some of those shrooms can really beat you.
You just can't trust psychedelics.
You fucking can't.
Well, plus, like, kick you in the ass.
Your adrenaline kicks in when you're playing music and shit, and blood gets
your metabolism,
going.
Yeah.
How'd you do?
It was that benefit show that we did at Noble. We were doing, I think we played Benign at that show, and it was right when I kicked on my distortion pedal. I just remember the action of me stomping that pedal, like kicked it in, and I was like, oh, what is going on? Oh no. So then I had impressive. To like try really hard to lock in for the rest of that set.
I couldn't tell.
See, that's the beauty of how I play. You can never tell what
that's
I'm
a good thing or a bad thing.
I'm the wind, baby.
It's just because you're such a professional, Brett. That's it. Yeah.
Oh, don't shake your head at me.
So you guys were celebrating 10 years of you being a band.
Yeah, the fuck?
10!
Tell us about when you started this thing and why you're still together.
Oh, God, so I don't know why we're still together, but
we're all too stubborn to stop.
Yeah.
How'd you do it?
I don't know, man. I don't know. I think we like each other a little bit.
Yeah, that helps.
That's sweet.
Yeah, I mean, we hang out occasionally outside of practice.
I'm vaguely aware of them, yeah.
How often do you guys hang out?
I mean, we see each other once a week at practice.
At practice.
But, yeah. And then, you know, if there's, like, social gatherings or something, it'll be that. I don't know. We're not as consistent outside of practice, I don't
think.
It's
tough. The older you get, you guys will notice that you spend less time.
I mean, you're married. Like I
know.
In my mid-30s.
Yep.
Cactus has a whole other family.
He has a whole other family.
Are you all in the same town to go to practice, or do you have to commute? Or
Corey, who is not here right now, lives in Fallon currently, so he's got the commute, which, you know, kind of puts a little bit of a time constraint on practice. So we got to make sure we roll up early. And
yeah, Fallon's an hour no matter how you slice it.
Yep.
I mean,
on a good day.
Between the rest of us, I feel like MRC's pretty centrally located.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, that's a great spot. Yeah.
I've never been out there. Didn't they used to do shows there?
I think so.
They do sometimes, every once in a while.
They did one last summer, I want to say. I remember seeing flyers for it. I didn't go because it was like on a random Thursday. Mm. I wasn't able to make it out.
I seen a play there one time.
A play?
A play?
At MRC?
What was the play?
I think that's what it was. It's out like in an industrial area.
Yeah.
Talk about Greg Street.
It was a Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Interesting.
Nice. Yeah, they did
probably
Rocky
the Bill
out there.
Times.
That's cool.
Is there a story for the name Heterophobia?
Oh,
I thought you meant the name MRC.
No.
Come on. There is.
I mean, so I grew up as a I grew up in a like Mormon household.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And tried to kind of figure out like being a queer person with all that happening, and then I don't know, just kind of a lot of like the perspectives that I try to write from are kind of coming from a space of kind of figuring yourself out. I mean, I'm still, you know, working on figuring myself out because you kind of like...
Never stops.
And it's like you're kind of... I always hear about it like you're teenagers, you get to live in your like 20s and then your 30s are like your 20s is like... Because you kind of finally get, you know, you can like date and you can do more stuff. So it's just kind of like I think comes from that repression and trying to kind of fight against it. And also like I wanted there to be more like queer like... bands out there. I never really got to like see any growing up. There were the couple big ones that everybody knows about, but
I love that
super
we've
important.
Been friends for so long and I did not know you were a fellow cult homie.
I kind of was able to sidestep it.
No, that's
pretty
good. Okay.
Well, so your family weren't like super super serious, you have to go on a mission kind of stuff?
No, yeah, fortunately like so my mom wasn't, but all the rest of her family were wild. So
currently live in Salt Lake.
Yeah. You go to Salt Lake, you have to hide while you go out and smoke and then shower afterwards. And they still like mistake my husband for one of my cousins.
Oh, for fuck's
or
sake.
He was my special friend or whatever. Oh,
your traveling companion.
He's his forever roommate.
Yeah. So yeah, it's it's weird.
I mean, that connection did lead to you showing me the wonderful joy of funeral potatoes.
Yeah.
Wait, I'm sorry?
Oh, you don't know?
I don't know. Oh, what the fuck
is
a funeral?
Have funeral potatoes. They're
so
good.
It's like a food?
Cheesy potato concoction.
It's like a casserole.
It sounds very Midwest. It's some Mormon thing. Yeah, does someone have to die to eat them?
Well, I ask for them for my birthday every year, but no.
This is when we call the pizza guy. We kill the pizza guy.
Well, Mormon funerals are just, they're just weird anyway. It's
really?
Like
I've never been to one. Fuck.
Oh my God, 15 of the best funeral potato recipes for every occasion.
Are you Googling right now?
Yeah, are you kidding me?
What do you mean for every occasion?
I know, that's true.
All right. Yeah. Okay, Rick.
It really is right here. It's like nobody has to die.
I have to
point
out right
now. Oh my God, they've
got
the 15 top ones, you guys.
So this is the point.
They all look delicious.
In this episode, I'm going to point out my growth or our growth as a podcast, because when I first started on this podcast, I was Googling in the middle, like on Urban Dictionary, in the middle of every single fucking episode to figure out what the fuck a Cleveland steamer was, okay?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
I believe this is where we learned of the Alaskan pipeline, if
exactly.
I'm not mistaken.
Yes, that's right. I forgot. Oh.
And now we're looking at potato recipes. No, so
funeral potatoes.
I don't know what the
How
fuck's
far
going
come.
On with us.
If we get the Winnemucca wash rag.
I guess this is growing up, you guys.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
All right. Share it in the group chat, Rick. Okay.
You guys, I'm sorry. There's crushed cornflakes on top of it.
I wouldn't fuck with the cornflakes. Don't do the
cornflakes. Don't do the
cornflakes.
I don't think potatoes and cornflakes need to be
No.
together.
No, but it makes it all crispy on the top.
Yeah, but
it's
so
delicious.
Does breadcrumbs.
Is it a good crispy
like
or
maker,
bad crispy?
Exactly. You know what I'm talking about.
Panko's fine.
What about those French's crispy onions?
Oh, yeah. That's exactly what I was
thinking. The green bean casserole things. Those are delicious. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Those are underused.
I'm going to make that for Thanksgiving. God damn it, you guys. Why?
That's so good.
Yeah, and if you don't have funeral potatoes at a funeral, then does that mean somebody will die?
I know. Is it bad luck? Fuck.
No. Well, it's just potatoes.
I've never been to funeral. Well, isn't everybody going to die? But also, I've never seen them at a funeral.
Oh.
You know, now that you mention it, I feel like Christopher Lee died a week after I ate those funerals.
See? See?
Oh, man.
Well.
Wow.
And I thought it had to have been a coincidence, but now that I'm thinking more.
Is that a Mormon-specific thing, the funeral potatoes? Is that something they do?
I don't know. That's just kind of what I've heard, you know.
Because you just never know really what they're up to at their events because you don't get invited to them.
No one knows
what the Mormons are up to.
Do the witnesses have decent casseroles?
No, they don't fucking have shit. They don't hang out with each other. They don't party. They don't do anything.
They don't celebrate anything.
All you do is like go fucking door knocking and go to church. It's super lame.
Yeah, that's pretty fucking stupid.
They'd have more people
the Mormons
in their
are
religion.
At least mostly fun and friendly.
I know, exactly. Like the J-Dubs would have a lot more people in their religion if they were like cool with each other
surface,
at least. Like
you know
wanted
I mean?
To hang out and party and do stuff. They
Dude, and Catholics can make a mean casserole, I'm sure. So
I mean the recipe is printed on every can of Campbell's, so
is it really?
Funeral potatoes.
I think for green bean casserole for cream of mushroom soup.
Oh, that for sure, yeah.
That's an easy casserole that everybody can make, so.
That's my favorite Thanksgiving side. What's your favorite Thanksgiving side since that's coming up?
Oh.
Mine is green bean casserole, but not like the canned shit.
Soon.
Like you got to do it like.
Yeah, I like them all.
Like from scratch, the real deal.
Mine is the pile that everything eventually turns into by the end of the meal.
Yeah, just using
it's
it
just like
a palate.
Trash plate.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, and does the stuffing count?
Turkey skin is my favorite side.
Stuffing counts, yeah.
Because, I mean, it's part of the turkey, but, I mean, stuffing is just like
I don't do stuffing on turkey, though. That's weird. Oh. I guess if you like it that way.
We do both because there's always too much. And so my mom will put a bunch of it in the bird in the front and the back. You got to put it in the front and the back.
Hell yeah.
And then she makes a separate container just so that there's more. And so we get both, and I got to tell you, the shit from the bird is fucking amazing. It's not vegan, but it's definitely great. Yeah, you're
love
right.
The shit from the bird.
You're right. I shouldn't have said that.
My favorite is some shit in the bird.
The bird shit is good.
From the front or the back? They both taste the same.
I prefer the front, really.
Jesus. Yams.
You know
more than I like sweet potatoes.
Now, do you
but
go,
they have to have the fucking cooked marshmallows on top.
Cooked marshmallows, okay. Because sometimes it's crumbly top, and sometimes it's cooked marshmallows top.
Who yeah. are you hanging out with that does crumbly top?
Yeah, oh. what the fuck?
Imagine, like, and you know what I'm talking about? Like crisp, crispy. Oat stuff or something? I don't even know what it is.
No, but marshmallows. Like, that's the only thing you put on top of them.
You're right.
My favorite is cold, two cold unbuttered rolls.
What? That's
my safety zone.
Okay. What? What kind of rolls? Like Hawaiian?
We need to check in on Patrick on Thanksgiving.
Well, no, what I'm saying is just that, like, sometimes people make shit and it's just, like, not good. Sometimes the turkey's dry, sometimes other stuff. Okay. But, like, the rolls have always delivered. They've been there every Thanksgiving. Like,
but what's wrong with it being warm and slathered in butter?
Yeah, why not warm them up?
I don't know. Okay. It never occurred to me to do that.
You know, we don't always have it, but a good scalloped potatoes would be
nice. Yeah, I like any potato. I like mashed potatoes.
Mashed potatoes, that's what we have. Yeah. You're right. It's not scalloped, it's mashed.
And I throw that right on top of the turkey, and I just try to eat the turkey through the mashed potatoes. It's amazing.
God.
I am a slut for gravy, so.
Yeah, gravy. Right. And
that was your nickname in college, right?
Yes.
Gravy slut.
Yes.
I love the Thanksgiving sandwich after Thanksgiving,
yeah,
you know?
Just, I like the mayonnaise on my bread and turkey sandwich.
Yeah. I just put like the stuffing, the cranberry, mm-hmm.
whatever's in there. Yeah,
some mayo on a good piece of bread and the turkey.
I'm mm-hmm. fucking starving right now.
Man,
this does sound really good.
Honestly, you got me wanting to just go get that one. Door some from turkey.
Then who's gonna bang the pizza guy?
Yeah, they call it.
Got it.
Whoa.
Was that on the Patreon?
Oh, sorry, you guys. So if you want to know what that joke was from.
I don't know if it was on the Patreon. I don't think it was.
Did we talk about that on a real show?
No, we were talking about my career as a doorman on the Patreon.
Yeah, when he said, yeah, maybe Shays will fucking.
Yeah, I think we talked about pizza on this at the front.
Yeah, no, okay, it was on this show. Okay. Yeah.
We should call the Capriotti's guy and get a Bobby, is what I'm
Capriotti's
saying.
That's about as close to Thanksgiving as I'll fuck with is a Bobby.
Oh, okay. All right. Thanksgiving haters. It's my favorite holiday.
Coward. I like it. I like the food, the family part of it.
Same. And I love our fucking Thanksgiving show that we always have every year. Chewy.
That's coming up.
That was one of my early favorites that I've been on.
You got
actually,
a plan?
I think it was my first one I was on.
What, for something to make?
No, for the Thanksgiving show.
Yeah.
I forgot I was even involved in that. I'll have to come up with a plan. I've got plenty of tapes that are just sitting there dusting. Haven't done anything lately, so yeah, I'm down.
Yeah. We love Chewy's Thanksgiving show because he always like brings in his old Walkman and plays tapes from like of bands that he used to like doorman for or
like 1990.
Yeah, I got a pretty good cassette collection.
Super great.
I'll have to come up with a fame. Shit.
People always show up with like a collection of weird foods that are kind of like it's just a. Fun. It'll be like three desserts and chicken.
Yeah. KFC.
It's like Charlie Brown
it's
buffet.
It's so great.
It makes no fucking sense.
But we're actually closer right now to Daylight Savings Time. Today was the first Monday after Daylight Savings Time.
Yay.
And I want you guys to know that this Daylight Savings Time, I realized I like Daylight Savings Time.
I do too now that I don't work night shift.
Fuck. You know what, you guys? I love that our society has agreed that in the whole country, except Arizona, would
and Hawaii.
Just like grab the bottom of the rug we're all standing on and just shake the shit out of it two times a year.
That's nice.
I like
the other end. Like the spring forward is my favorite when you get that extra hour of daylight. It's like so magical.
It's like
that I'll put up with this because I know.
This is the one where you can sleep in an hour later. I was on time to work today for the first time in 100 years.
Same.
Yeah. So, I mean, I just realized today that I like it. I'm glad we do this.
It shakes it up. Me too.
I think it's fun.
It gives and us like, something to talk
like,
about
it,
every
it like knocks the whole world in its head. Like, pay attention.
A lot of people just hate on stuff for no reason. Like, really, is it really that hard? Just maybe you get used to it after a couple of days. I mean, deal with it. It's awesome.
It's fucking great.
I think it's great.
We should have a party for it every year.
It's like time travel, man.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. We all agreed that we're going to change the face of reality just a little bit.
Yeah. This time at 2 o'clock, it becomes 1 o'clock.
Fuck.
Yeah. I'm going to do that hour over.
I've been in that situation many times. I'm out partying. I look at the clock.
And oh, yeah.
Fuck, but when you work night shift.
It's still 1 a.m.
Yeah. Night shift fucking sucks, though.
In my field, when you do this particular time change, you have to work 13 hours.
Exactly.
But in the spring also, you only got to work 11. You still get paid 12.
Oh, so rad.
And day shift gets fucked out of an hour of sleep, which is cool also.
All
screw them.
But we don't do that anymore, so fuck them. Should we get another song?
Yeah, more music.
What are we going to hear?
Ooh, I start this next one.
You do. It's a song called Cadaver.
So you guys...
love song?
Yeah. It's about funeral potatoes.
That's a perfect segue.
I looked up what you're supposed to, or what 10-year
anniversary gift?
10-year anniversary is aluminum and tin.
Okay.
Nice. That's really? The traditional metal for 10 years.
What are you getting each other for your anniversary?
Well, I can afford some aluminum, so that's.
I'm going to get Jace some funeral potatoes.
Okay. And cover it in tinfoil so then it's on theme.
Christina got me like a horseshoe with her anniversary.
And I'll get little tinfoil shavings and I'll mix it in.
Oh, yes.
And then it'll magnetize your guts.
Parts of me.
Oh, he really cares.
That MRI is going to suck, man. Oh, are you down there, Cactus?
No.
Well, Cactus, while you're down there.
Yeah, while you're down there.
I can't believe we've never used that joke before.
Dude, Chewie's on fire today.
I said it first. Oh, no, you did. It was funnier when Chewie said it, though.
But it was funny when you said it, too. It just reminded me of a drop that you had of me saying it 12 years ago.
Chewie's been in Winnemucca for 40 days straight. This actually sounds biblical now that I say it out loud.
It does.
Did you see Winnemucca Brown while you were there, Jerry? No?
No.
LNY? No?
No.
You should hang out. Well, he's amazing.
Yeah.
Winnemucca.
No, when I was out there, I was working most of the time. Didn't get a chance to do any.
Oh, no shows, no nothing.
Cultural stuff. No, not really.
Fuck.
I was out there during like the first couple of days during that festival they had out there with all those badass bands, but I didn't get to go.
Oh, but you're working like 12 hours a day, 6 days a week. That's like, brutal.
Yeah.
But there's some cool-ass people in Winnemucca.
Yeah. It's really, for its size, it's a great town.
Young people great can food. Do that. Like when I was in my early 20s, I could fucking do that. I could work a 12-hour shift and go out and then still be up at like 4 a.m. the next
possible
day.
Possible hour of laying down.
Yeah. I could do it if I had Dr. Meth.
Dr. Meth. So... In That's your early 20s, you could do it without drugs, though.
Yeah, true.
But I didn't.
Yeah.
All right, you guys, give us your song.
Hella fun, you guys. Damn.
How old is that song? I don't remember which album that was on.
That was a single. And then we did a little EP. Yeah. That came out in 2023.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Halloween?
It was all part of that batch of songs thing. We wrote over COVID.
Yeah.
And then like half of them became the EP. A couple more of them became singles. And then we have a few more stashed away for a rainy day if we so chose.
Okay. Well, hopefully maybe a few of those stashed away for a rainy day we might hear Friday.
Yeah, I think I think a couple.
Actually, I think they heard one of them, didn't
they? Yeah, Utopia was
Utopia was one of them.
Yeah, but that was the special, yeah.
Well, we do have a show coming up on Friday to celebrate Heterophobia's 10th anniversary as a band.
Ooh, happy birthday.
And they,
no way.
They will be giving each other gifts during the show of aluminum foil.
And tin.
If I don't get funeral potatoes, I'm going to be really sad.
Funeral potatoes. I'm going to put that in the green room. Yeah. I'm going to make some
That would be so fucking cool.
I am. I'm going to do it.
It also said modern gift, like for a gift, would be diamonds. So.
Oh, well.
Oh, that would work, too.
You can get me a diamond.
Is that going to be in the green room?
I heard a check for several $1,000 is also really cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Pawn the diamond.
Internet's all about it.
You could pawn the diamond.
Well, it depends on how many people in Reno come out to the show. So we're doing a fundraiser for family, well, a food drive, sock drive, and fundraiser for Family Suit Mutual Aid. Because the world's a fucking upside-down dumpster fire right now, and our neighbors are hungry. So, come and spend your money and bring some food and shit for people and let Family Soup do the awesome work that they do. They're going to be volunteering at the show. They're going to be tabling at the show, giving out zines and stickers and whatnot, and talking about, you know, what they do. So, come get involved or donate money so we can, you know, treat our fucking neighbors to, you know, meals. It's almost Thanksgiving and shit's fucked up.
Yeah.
Shit's the season whack. And the government shit's isn't whack. Doing their job.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So fuck them. We have to do their job for them, which is fucking fucked. We pay taxes and then we still have to do their job for them.
That does suck.
Fuck you guys. But anyway, that's my thoughts on the government shutdown.
If I didn't show up to my job for over a month, I would get fired.
Fucking A. 2 days I'd get fired.
Yeah.
But anyway.
You get 2 whole days?
Yeah. I mean, probably. I think actually, it's a 3-day policy. If you don't like show up or call in for 3 days, they just fire you.
Yep.
Yeah.
At my job, really, one no-call, no-show, and they can fire you. If they like you, they probably won't.
If they like you, they'll probably, like, call the hospitals or, like, try to figure out, like, if you're in jail
what
or
happened,
something.
Yeah.
Like, where the and fuck
you
are
show
they?
Up,
they?
If you show up with a decent story, you might pull it out of your
exactly.
ass.
Exactly. Yeah.
I worked at a place like that where people did no-call, no-show, and I was like, oh, you are so fired. And then they'd be working, like, a few days later, and I'd be like, like, what happened?
Oh, no, you got to have, like, you were in jail or something. Or, well, maybe not in nursing. If you're in jail, like, they generally don't
want you
to come back.
I mean, that's
compelling. Like, if you don't call no show and you're not dead, like, you're in trouble.
And I think it's, like, if they like you. If they like you, they'll, like, put up with shit like that.
Yeah, but you better have a good relationship with them for a long time. Yeah. No call, no show is a serious thing.
Was it, like, a person that sucked, Nick, or?
I remember this one lady that was rad and was killer at her job. Like, every once in a while, they said every few years she does this.
Just goes off?
She doesn't show up.
Oh, wow.
She worked there, like, 15 or 18 years or something, but every 3 years she would do pull. Oh. 10!
Not 10 years.
More than 10, Kevin. Not
10 years, man.
Yeah, congratulations,
Heterophobia.
You've
really been waiting to drop that one.
Way to go.
Kevin. Way to go.
Kevin. Thanks, Kevin.
Yeah, really.
You ever do anything 10 years in a row?
No, not me.
Well, this show.
I have, yeah.
Probably the only. Well, no.
Honestly,
Roxy Colley's been over 10.
This show might be the longest thing I've done. I think the show for me has outlasted my first marriage.
Sexually.
Yeah, doing something for 10 years is quite a feat. So congrats, you guys.
Yeah, that's nice.
And thank you for asking me to help with your show. I was really honored that you came to me.
And where's that show at?
Super sweet. At Alpine.
Alpine, cool.
And there's some really awesome bands.
Wait, is Alpine the one that's on? Is that on
East 4th.
On East 4th, yeah.
Is that the one that's on 4th Street right next to the mini mart that's always one of the sketchiest?
It's a little bit farther east.
Is it the one with the cool
across
roof?
From Louis.
It's on the other side of the street.
Depot. It's the roof. Place, right? No.
Well,
yeah, it's
it
got
has
a roof.
A roof.
Yep.
Yeah.
But I mean, is that place on 4th Street with a roof? Thank you.
Yes.
No,
yes,
there's
indeed.
Like a roof, like, what's the place
yeah,
that's got the
roof,
like,
there.
hangout place with there's all the
works. That's the Alpine.
Yeah.
Oh my God,
yeah.
I don't think I've ever been in there.
Yeah. It's cool.
It's right across straight from the depot.
Yeah.
And Louis Best Corner.
Yes. Okay. Yep. Exactly. Right there. Yeah. So
well,
come out.
Well, Rick, yeah. on Friday you will go.
It's a nice room. It's nice and big. It's brick on the inside.
And who else is playing with you guys?
Well,
so we've got Donkey Jaw.
Yes.
And Rick is wearing a Donkey Jaw shirt.
Not just me.
I'm also.
We are wearing the same fucking shirt. Can you believe that?
I cannot believe that.
And they're playing on Friday.
And they are playing on Friday.
I mean, that is so amazing. I can't wear the shirt on Friday. It's weird when you wear the shirt of the band you're going to see.
Whenever I have a shirt for a band, I don't wear. Oh, except I wore the Glitterbats shirt on the Glitterbats night. I'm sorry. Uh-oh. I'm full of shit. You
corny.
Guys.
No.
Love it.
Don't even listen to me.
That's the thing. Don't you want people to have heterophobia shirts at your show?
It seems douchebaggy, though, when you wear a t-shirt to the show. Like, I wouldn't wear my Rocky shirt to Rocky.
I don't know. I've been to shows where, like, people have bought band shirts at the show and, like, cut the sleeves off and, like, popped them on because they liked the band so much.
Brought their scissors?
Something. I don't know. A knife.
I mean, I did that with Baby Girl.
Yeah. I've done that with, usually on tour, though. Because then that's like how I get clothes. Like
you need immediately after we played, spilled my entire glass of water on my shirt that was sitting on the floor when we saw Baby Girl. So I had to go buy a shirt so I wasn't cold.
Dude, I need to buy more of those shirts.
Yeah, we should go on tour soon so we can get more shirts.
More Baby Girl shirts?
Yeah, exactly.
Let's just go to Salt Lake City.
Go to Salt Lake City, yes. Let's turn some more.
We're talking about SLC.
Go eat some potatoes.
So it's Donkey Jaw and your bandmate Corey's band Flicker and Fade, which is a brand new band. I'm super excited. They have a lot of material, and I was super stoked to hear that they had like 30 minutes of like brand new songs. So come out and hear like some brand new fucking music. We got to get them on the podcast.
Brad.
And Vacare.
Our babes.
It's Vacare.
We never know.
Yeah.
That's a stacked lineup right there.
So show up to find out how to say the band.
Yes.
And then you'll forget.
They will absolutely correct you because they have corrected me and I still forget. So I consider it a privilege to be corrected by Vacare, though.
Because
they
people.
Vacare.
They Vacare.
Yeah, that's cool. That's quite a variety of sounds.
Yeah.
Well, it was literally our neighbors at our practice space. So, like, we're sandwiched between the two of them. When we played shows with them, like, you know, even beyond just being neighbors, like, we've known, like, the people in Donkey Jaw in, like, a couple different iterations, I think. And so...
For a long time. Yeah. I've known Cody for quite a while.
Yeah. So it just made sense, you know. Yeah, I just wanted to hang out with our friends.
They've been a band for a long time, too. Have they maybe 10 years for them?
I don't know if it's 10 years for them, but... I feel like it's probably either getting there, because I feel like they were in... Wasn't Zach... They were playing in Fighting the Future, right? Wasn't that how we knew?
Holy shit. Oh.
God, I can't even think back. Because when we were in Backcountry, I feel like we played with another band of them. Like,
they were Viva Revenge, too,
for a
while.
That might have been it, too.
And then there's also Zach Ryan solo stuff. Mm-hmm.
And then we had them on the first time. They were the Letdowns. They're just little babies.
Yeah, so they've all been playing together for a long-ass time.
Little babies.
Yeah, because I think we played with them when we were in Backcountry when they were in one of those other bands. I can't remember which.
I forget which one.
But. Yeah.
But like you said, all friends.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like going to be a big party, and you wanted to be there with your friends. So.
Absolutely.
Hell fucking yeah.
And the cool thing is Donkey Jaw is going to be our season 16 opener.
Oh, shit. Oh, I didn't even know that.
Little That's good. That I was just wondering awesome. When we get to see them again.
Yeah.
The red band.
When was the last time they were on?
Somebody good for the first one.
It's been a few years.
Yeah,
it's been a while.
Yeah.
It's been a while. Who did that? Who did that?
Bad Cactus.
So, Rad, you guys have the 10-year coming up, and that's this Friday.
Yeah, Friday, first band goes on at 8 sharp. So come early and get some food, get some pizza, hang out on the rooftop bar. They do have a rooftop bar and it's really cool.
Get some food, but also bring some food.
Bring some funeral potatoes.
Yes.
Well, no, but actually bring some shelf stable food and some new packages of socks for $5 off at the door. So if you bring a donation, it's only $5. If you don't, it's $10, or you can donate whatever you want to help out.
Including, but not limited to, your soul.
Including your soul. We do take souls.
And diamonds, apparently.
And diamonds.
And socks checks for several $1,000s.
Yes.
And if someone brings me funeral potatoes, I will play without a shirt on.
You play without a shirt on anyway. Oh. Cut that out, Rick.
It gets hot on a stage.
Yeah. It does. It's kind of your whole thing, though.
Yeah. And you want to be free.
And come and dress up like your favorite heterophobia character.
Oh, fuck
Member.
Yeah.
Character? That's my favorite anime.
I better see cactus costumes.
Honestly, if somebody could make a heterophobia anime, I would die. That would be fantastic.
My favorite Chim Pokemon is Shu.
That's a South Park Chim Pokemon. Our Pokemon, right? Right. Shu.
Do we have anything else coming up this week for anybody?
It's kind of slow. Oh, shout out to my pal Breck Lee Durham, friend of the show.
I love Breck.
He had an extra ticket to X in Los Lobos. Ooh, yeah. So I'm
yeah,
going
to that,
that oh, this Friday.
Yeah, we're gonna go.
Nice.
I'll see you there.
Yes, sir.
So I'm lucked out. I'm gonna do that this Friday. If I get out early enough, I'm gonna try to swing over to the Heterophobia show. And what else is going on?
I don't know of anything else really.
Mary
going on
Anarchy
this weekend.
Has been That's announced
next month. Yeah,
yeah. So a month from now, save the date for that. 12/6.
Yeah, December 6th at Shims.
December 6th. Okay.
The lineup is announced. There's posters out there. Shims. Just look it up. Fundraiser for Ginny Pez, who passed away earlier. Not for her, but for her mom to cover funeral expenses.
Right.
And if there's any additional money, we'll allocate that towards probably some mutual aids. And then actually the weekend after that is Pirate Punk's food drive, also at 4th Street Bar. Not 4th Street Bar, 4th Street Coffee. Next to 4th Street Bar.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
That's a red space.
That's all I got for the next month or so. I think it's like holidays. Things kind of slow down. There's usually like a show around Thanksgiving for like the stragglers. But
do you guys have any shout outs or plugs you want to do before we head out?
Shout out to Corey.
Shout out to Corey.
Get well soon.
Get well by Friday.
Wherever he is. We'll go find you at the Walmart.
Shout out Worst Little Podcast for having us back after all these years.
It's been awesome.
Fucking A. You guys
so
are
glad
you
all remember us.
Thank you guys for playing our 500th episode. Our poster actually from the 500th is like right behind you.
So we know what day it was. We know how long ago
that was. That was such a fun time.
That was a fun time.
That was super great. Yep. My favorite part, other than you guys rocking and all the music was amazing, but my favorite part was when Rory said to that room full of fucking 200 people, how many people here have been to Rick's house? And the whole fucking bar, hands up, whole bar. I was like, fuck, I'm going to get stabbed.
It'll be worth it.
Do you ever get paranoid about that?
Like, no,
all,
it's worked out.
And shit?
And no, and no. Truly, nothing has ever won. You know, when we had the 600th episode, a mic came up missing.
Oh, what? Really?
Yeah.
That had to have been my, just like an accident.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure somebody was like, oh, this is part of our equipment and just took it. But yeah. But I lost.
Without how packed this house was.
SM58. Yeah, there's 1,000 people and it was. God, but that's so the. Crazy. That and. Yeah. And that's it. That's the only thing that I've ever noticed that was missing. Mostly people leave things here.
Yeah.
So I'm actually. I'm way ahead.
That's why we have a bathroom
oh
cabinet
gosh.
Full of snares.
Yeah. So the listeners, Cactus came in. He didn't have a snare stand and he says, hey, fuck, do you guys have a snare stand? And Rick's like, yeah, actually, I have one under my bathroom sink.
I think there's one under the bathroom sink.
And two snares.
And I looked and there was. And two snares.
Not the garage.
I'm not 100% sure where it came from, but it's there. I knew it was there because I was cleaning something and I was all, oh, there's a snare stand over here. Like, this just happens. So
they say that cabinet will conjure whatever you need.
You should try that if somebody forgets.
Can we go check for some funeral potatoes?
That's what I was going to say. I wasn't $1 million. It was funeral potatoes.
We've been stepping on each other's jokes.
I don't know that I would eat potatoes from under a bathroom sink, but you know what?
I would totally do that in a second. If it was steamy and fresh, hell yeah.
Ew.
I'm going to be real.
Especially no, then.
I would probably eat potatoes from anywhere.
Potatoes are so good.
Maybe not a dumpster. No, maybe a dumpster. I don't know.
Yeah, if it wasn't touching nothing, hell yeah, I'd do it.
Do you remember when they had that the like revival of like the Zoot Suit, right, and that kind of thing? Mm-hmm. And people would smoke cigars and go get mashed potatoes.
What?
Like mashed potatoes was a hot thing that the hipsters
that was part of it. You mean like how Faygo is
that.
Part of like
the juggalo
yeah. stuff.
They're like
the mashed potatoes
head down
was
to the diner,
the
my dear, and get some mashed potatoes.
Yeah, potatoes was the Faygo
of Zoot Suit people.
That's amazing.
Zoot
Revival. I didn't know. I would have been into that.
What year was this?
I don't like that music that much, but I love
it. We're all very confused.
Oh, the Cherry Puppet. So like,
I remember there was like a little MTV news report or something about people who went and got mashed potatoes after gigs and smoked cigars and looked like fucking
after YouTube bats.
Shout out Kurt Loader.
Go get just mashed potatoes, like a Denny's. Just order mashed potatoes.
You just get
there was like cool little hip little restaurants that were just like mashed potato joints, and they'd give you mashed potatoes and gravy.
Or you listen to like Brian Setzer and shit. And eat
mashed potatoes. like the fries thing that was the movement of like the early 2020s. Like how they had steak fries and chicken fries and
crinkle cut fries, waffle fries.
No, where you got the stuff all over the top of it, where it's nachos but fries. And
curly
Irish
fries.
Nachos,
it's just a potato
poutine,
fry sandwich, fry scampi,
barbecue
fries,
shoestring
fry lasagna,
fresh
fried
cut fries,
salad,
curly fries.
Oh, stop.
Seasoned
horse flies.
That's about it.
Horse flies?
Wait,
horse
fries.
What's that?
I'm sorry. I'm getting punchy.
That's a potato.
I'm punchy over here. to a horse.
All right. On that note,
okay.
To pass up.
All right, and while Cactus is going downstairs, I'll just say thanks for coming in. Thanks for listening, you guys out there. For the Reverend Rory Dowd, for the Lord Strice. Hey, also, by the way, Lord Strice, you got to take us off Spotify, man. I went there the other day, and we're still up. We're still on it.
Yeah, we're boycotting
Spotify. Do you think he listens to this shit?
I don't know, but if you are, please do that. For Kim, for Chewy, Dogwater Dick and Patrick, I'm Nick Ramirez saying life is short. Thank you, Heterophobia, for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you, listeners. See you next week.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Nothing is left to the imagination.
Duckwater Studios.
A guy can't ever get enough of that.